Up is down, down is up. Dogs living with cats. The Ticket's newest midday show is now that little sweet spot between 1 and 3 tomorrow Bob's with Sean Bass and David Mino on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
NFL, Bob's World.
Bob's World.
Bob's World.
Bob's World.
F1.
Golf. All right, it's Bob's World. Here is Bob.
All right. So Corby's been all over me because he recommended a movie. Maybe I requested what's a good movie for our Vegas trip. And then, in that way that I will, I started doing something else on one of the flights and then got busy and then Sturmstacking and all this and Raiders game and I don't know. So one battle after another is the movie that Corby saw in a theater like a normal human at some point of football season.
Yes.
And
Lando as well.
Lando as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys did it right. You went to a theater. You sat there. You watched it. You probably bought popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you left the theater, and then you went on with your life.
Yes.
Well, it's football season for me. And that means I've got two jobs, football and staying married.
Mm-hmm.
And neither involves three-hour movies.
She had no interest in seeing one battle after another.
She probably would if I would really put a lot of work and time and hey, here's a trailer you should watch, and hey, check out this article. But really, it's way easier to say, you know what, let's watch another Mad Men. Or now it's Pluribus.
Mm-hmm.
And our relationship on the couch together is way more about 47-minute episodes than
3.5 hours.
Two 45 movies, okay? So just want to be honest here.
Even if you threw out there, hey, it's Paul Thomas Anderson. And
that doesn't mean anything to her.
She has never heard that name in her life.
Okay.
Okay. DiCaprio? Okay, now we're talking. She's interested in that, probably.
Yeah, Dumpy DiCaprio.
But it is dumpy, drug addicted, beaten to high holy DiCaprio that's rolling with us now. And
he wears a robe for 3.5 hours.
So the movie is called One Battle After Another. And by the way, in my wife's defense and in my defense for taking so long to finally get to this.
I mean, I haven't gotten to it yet.
Is that most 2 hour and 45 minute movies are not worth the trouble.
Maybe.
Come on. You got to give me at least more aren't than are.
Yeah. But
Interstellar?
There's a reason.
There are some that are.
But think of it. Look at it this way. Nowadays, with directors that you like, and Paul Thomas Anderson certainly qualifies.
He should.
As one of those guys.
I should be able to trust Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
That if he says.
Well, PTA to me.
If he says I need this film to be 3 hours, then I will go into it thinking, all right, there's a reason it is. And
yeah.
Typically the good directors, they make up for the length of a movie.
There are directors that fall so in love with their own art.
That's right.
That they can't look objectively and say we could do without this scene.
And in the case of PTA, like, he hasn't done a movie in years, right? Since Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years. But that's average for directors. You do one once so like every 5 or 6
every
years.
Every presidential term, you put out another movie?
I would think so, if you're a big-time director.
Okay, well, then I'll stand down on that one. I'm not willing to...
Or if you're Tarantino, you wait every 10 years.
Okay, but it's been a while since There Will Be Blood. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, and that's his best work, Boogie Nights and...
Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood, The Master... was great.
I'm not sure I've seen The Master. What's that?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's kind of takes a dip into Scientology.
Okay.
Or at least that's the kind of the
stand-in for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, Paul Thomas Anderson is the creator and the director and the author and whatever you want to say of One Battle After Another, which is an action thriller, they say. Based on a book, or loosely based on a book, Vineland?
I didn't know it was based on a book. I had no idea.
Yes, it's an adaptation.
Thomas Pynchon, I believe.
And I guess PTA took years and years and years to adapt this movie because he loved the story, but he didn't quite know how to make it happen, especially in, like, today's times. And this is a very today's times movie. In fact, upon saying I really love this movie, I found out it might be a political movie to some. Look, it's a... Many of the characters are deep in a, I guess, what some imagine Antifa is to be, or a revolution or something like that, right? I mean...
I would think so, yeah.
So if you're saying which side of the aisle, if you have to see every piece of art in your life as either right or left, this one will be... The main characters are mostly leftists.
Yeah.
But, guys... Don't ruin everything you see by asking who is trying to convince.
Who would this character vote for?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, what a horrible way to go through life. It's a movie about a dad and a daughter, is what it is.
Yeah.
And yes, there are settings, but if a character is an Eagles fan, I don't have to like the Eagles to watch the movie. I don't know. My quick summary of this movie without the spoilers is it's great. It's absolutely great. I'm so happy I saw it. And given the fact that I've probably seen three movies that happened this year, it's the best movie I've seen this year.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite movie of the year for sure. Sean Penn is great.
Sean Penn is great.
He's the most disgusting human being ever.
He's the worst.
Like, not one redeeming quality about him. He plays a guy named... His last name is Lockjaw, and he's a general in the, you know, whatever...
Their militia.
Whatever dystopian United
well,
States
no, no.
there is.
He's working for the government.
He's with the man.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy.
But he is trying to work his way into his secret club.
Yeah,
the Christmas Adventurers Club. Yes.
Dude, there's a subplot that involves this... Super crazy.
Far, far, far.
It's a secret society.
Yes.
Yeah, that Sean Penn is trying to become a part of. And the more that you learn about this society, it's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
It's so wild ass, and it's almost too unbelievable to even make up.
Yeah, so like the first hour is 16 years ago, and then the next almost 2 hours is essentially modern times, or today, and it's a long sprawling tale that just has great adrenaline and
it's
high
funny.
Energy and but it's also funny. There's great characters there. I don't know, I thought it was what you want a movie to
yes.
be, which is well shot. The music is fantastic. Like, they build,
you know,
such
who does
emotion
that? So Paul Thomas Anderson, for I don't even know how many movies in a row, Johnny Greenwood, the guitarist for Radiohead, he does the score for all Paul Thomas Anderson movies.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this at all.
Yes, and it's so
but the music is
funky, cool. It's such a big part of the movie.
It's incredibly distinctive, and yes, you're right. It absolutely is necessary as part of this movie.
Yeah, it's great. Johnny Greenwood, these guys that are genius musicians that can go in and score a movie, because it's really... When you watch it, you're like, oh yeah, you just said that's perfect. Everything's perfect. But to be able to have the vision to know what should go where musically to kind of keep the movie going in a direction, that's a gift that very few people have, which is why once directors get a hold of these guys, these dudes that know how to do this, they don't let them go. They use them into perpetuity. He's great though.
It's a great movie. I really, really enjoyed it. Tiana Taylor is awesome.
God, man, what a just baller bitch of a role her character is.
She's great, and introducing Chase Infinity, I guess, who I don't know much about her, but she plays essentially the main character, I guess, unless you assume.
The young girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great. She's great. But you're right. This is all about DiCaprio trying. He's a former revolutionary. His daughter gets mixed up in this whole chess game between, you know, the government trying to get rid of her and everything that's attached to her, and Sean Penn becoming involved in it, and like it's,
and it's down on the border, and yes, it feels like it was shot at Cibolo Ranch,
totally,
and, south of Marfa, and it, I don't know, it's just all the things. I don't know, it just made me happy that I finally said, you know what, I watched 45 minutes a week ago, I'm going to watch the final 2 hours today.
And I think it's the,
and it was fantastic.
It's the leader in the clubhouse right now as far as best odds to win Best Picture.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And nominations and all of it.
Benicio Del Toro,
he's
is
great
in every movie that I see these days, and he's really great in all of them.
He's so great.
Yeah. I don't know. I would agree with Rotten Tomatoes that said like 95%. And I don't know. I just, it, you just want a movie that, that sticks with you and you can't wait to watch it again. And that's this one.
No doubt.
So one battle after another, and don't get tripped up with thinking.
Yeah, do you're going know. To see just, a political movie. Just go have fun.
Just watch a movie about a dad.
It's, yes, it's, that's it's it. Great. Trying to save his daughter.
It's great.